Miley Hogan, as we get the news this morning, three people now in custody as the search for two brothers from Perth, Jake and Callum Robinson, continues, and their parents make a mad dash over to Mexico to help out. Good morning to you, Miley.
Good morning.
Miley, what is the latest over there? Obviously, when the story first came out, we understood that these brothers were on a surfing trip with a friend that they have from the US. And initially, they said a woman had been arrested, but now three people are arrested over something. Have they revealed anything?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Well, look, we know that three people are in custody at the moment, including that 25-year-old woman. Now, she was the one that was found with the phone that is believed to believed to belong to one of the three missing men. But overnight, Mexican authorities have arrested another two men. They're questioning them at the moment. They're trying to get any information they can that might lead them to the whereabouts of these three missing men. We know the Australian brothers, Callum and Jake Robinson, they were over here on a surf trip. They're with their friend from the United States, Jake Rhodes. He too has been reported missing. So police are really ramping up this search now. And a main focus area is this remote coastal location that's south of where I am now in Ensenada. And it's a difficult spot to get to. We spoke to the local police officer out there and a number of people out there who said it's quite a popular fishing spot, this area that they're searching, but you'd have to know about it or be told about it to go down there and find this camping zone. So really that's where a lot of this search is focused on at the moment.
Miley, when you hear something like this and you hear, Mexico, and for whatever reason, you immediately sort of turn to drug cartels and stuff like that. Is this region known for drug cartels being involved, and has there been any word that you can take us to as to whether or not it might have something to do with that?
Look, in Mexico, you do have to have your wits about you when you're down here. It's just one of the parts of travelling to this part of the world. This particular area, this stretch of coast that they are searching at the moment, look, it's not a particularly popular tourist hotspot, but it is famous for its surf. So it's not uncommon for people to, you can drive across the down from California and go surfing in this area. So it's not uncommon for people to do that, but it's not a big tourist zone. And that's what we know about it at this stage. What I can say about those three people that are in custody is that police revealed that all of them were found with some quantity of drugs on them at the time, allegedly. So that is what we know about those three people in custody. We don't know much more about it. Police have been open to say they haven't got a lot of detail to share with us at this stage. So hopefully that changes in the next few hours.
Miley, in times gone by when we would travel from Australia and go overseas, you know, sometimes people could go missing for a long period of time before family would know, because we weren't in contact as often when we had phone cards and things like that. But now the parents found out pretty soon after, they didn't check into their accommodation, and then 4 days had passed. So have the parents already had time to go over there and be in Mexico?
Look, to my understanding, the parents were going to make a mad dash over here to try and search and bring home their boys. It's unclear if they've made the trip here. There are some friends or family members, that's what a lot of local media here are telling us, that are helping with this search. They could be related to the American citizen that's been reported missing, but because we know that that's also a major part of this investigation too. This American citizen has been reported missing, which we know that the US Embassy is involved in this investigation now, and we can also be confident that the FBI would be playing a role in this too. So all of those factors would be helping with this search and investigation.
All right. Very early stages in regards to this case, but thank you very much for joining us on the air this morning. Miley Hogan, our 7 News US correspondent, who is in Mexico. What we do know about the two missing brothers, Jake and Callum Robinson, the search continues. There's one US resident that was with them as well. It was a remote surfing spot that they were at. The FBI and the US Embassy is involved, and it's very early stage at this stage. You're with Pete and Kimber, 6:30.